7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. Dr. Tommy and Ellie here with you with another amazing Croc podcast for the most amazing cancer survivors in the entire universe. Joining me tonight, as joining me every week, the famous Angel Santana, Have Faith, Let It Begin, on the other side of the computer glass. Angel, how are you, my friend?
If I may say so, happy Merry Christmas to you and the entire Croc podcast. And of course, happy Hanukkah as well. It is so honored to be here as we are counting down the days, my friend.
It's funny that you wish me a Merry Christmas, because today's episode is, if another person wishes me a Merry Christmas, I'm going to absolutely scream.
It's sort of like now.
A paradox, but we're going to get into that. I hope we get into some good stuff tonight. Wanted to update you, my dear friend Angel. You missed a great dinner, a great board meeting on Wednesday night. We missed you. The cornbread missed you. The Oak and Reed half pound burger with apple smoked bacon missed you. The Korean fried broccoli missed you. The sourdough bread and oil missed you. And the cream de la cream, the pasta fusilli bolognese, especially asked, where is Angel?
Yeah, I got no words.
You know why we knew Angel wasn't there? Because we had stuff to take home.
Okay, I'll remember that.
But actually, all kidding aside, you know, we jest, but we did miss you, and you were certainly missed. You are such a lifeblood to our survivors, and just you enhance our podcast for our great survivors. And I really thank you for that, Angel. And there is no other person I'd rather spend my Saturday nights with besides my wife than with you.
Amen. Kudos, man.
Yeah, another thing I want to bring up, which we're going to actually get into in way more detail on another podcast, and we're going to actually re-air a podcast.
Yeah.
The board had a suggestion. So we began our typical podcast feedback, criticism, constructive criticism, ways to improve our podcast for our survivors. And Justin, raised his hand and he said, you know, that one about Thanksgiving and being grateful for cancer, I like the podcast, but I'm not sure if I could really wrap my mind around the fact that anybody would be thankful for cancer. And we appreciated those comments for sure. And then Sarah chimed in, and this is something we're going to move forward with. And I need you to help me, because I'm going to forget. And okay, I'm so bad at this. But Sarah made a point, getting back to the original module on defining survivorship, those group of cancer patients who do not identify with being called a survivor. And we are going to re-air that episode with Dr. Katie Deming, which was a wonderful episode,
yeah,
on December 25th for Christmas. And Sarah made a recommendation that she, took from, I guess, reading or another venue, where we're going to use the term survivor/thriver. So for our cancer patients, some will identify with the word survivor, some will not. And some will identify with the word thriver. So when I use the word survivor, make sure that I also throw in the word thriver, so we can certainly respect the wishes of those patients who again, don't identify with that moniker.
Okay, I like that.
So now getting back to the Ebenezer Scrooge theme for today, bah humbug, you know, Merry Christmas. You know, I have to say, you know, Christmas is a very, very, I would say, marginalizing, you know, entity. You know, first of all, not everyone is Christian, right? Obviously, we have our Jewish listeners. We have our, other belief system listeners, and we respect your beliefs. This is a completely non-denominational, completely humanistic. We don't care what you are, who you are, what you believe. You are welcome here. This is a safe place. But with that being said, besides the obvious, where not everybody's a Christian, it also is a time of the year where a lot of people are very happy, and it's promoted as a very happy holiday, right? It's promoted as, you know, the birth of the Christian savior, right? Jesus. It's viewed, you know, as a, you know, when you look at Christmas TV, you know, it's lights and it's trees and it's decoration. It's ornaments and it's family and it's warm cider and chestnuts roasting on an open fire and the Yule log and food and drinks and family and, you know, happiness and joy and Christmas carols and going out caroling and presents and Santa Claus and the chimney and the reindeers and Snowy, what's his name, Frosty the snowman and Rudolph the reindeer, all of these things, the Grinch that stole Christmas. I mean, it's just absolutely a very, very supposedly happy time.
Right.
But paradoxically, many, many people, not just our survivors, but the earth, you know, humans on earth, there are a lot of people who are not identifying with the holidays as being a happy time, being more of a sad time. I can't wait till these holidays are over. And I just can't deal with it. I just, if I see it, hear another Christmas song, or if I see another caroler or someone wishing me Merry Christmas. And it's really important also for our survivors / thrivers, because they bring a different perspective also to the holidays. So what I thought, Angel, we could do over the next 2 weeks, which is the bulk, you know, the real meat of the holiday season, like the next 14 days, you know, is going to be very difficult for our survivors / thrivers who are not amped up by the holidays, to maybe give them some strategies and some help, and at least give them a podcast to recognize that it's okay, you know, not to be cheery and happy and have rosy cheeks and be really excited. You know, it might be one of the worst 2 weeks of your life. And we get that. And we want to let you know that that's okay.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. So the first week, this week, we're going to be talking about that for our survivors / thrivers. And next week, we're going to be talking to the people who their loved ones have left them. So our cancer survivors / thrivers who have passed from their disease. And this, that next week will be for those family members. So we're going to do a 2 week, you know, two part, you know, 2 week podcast series on that. What do you think?
I think it's a great topic. I mean, you can look at it from so many different perspectives, and, you know, it could be from, like you just described, of people that are dealing with their own, you know, bad news, so to speak, or new news or change of life. You know, I can relate to it in a perspective of someone who was in the depression for 2 years. Yeah, so during my depression, right, I didn't want to see anybody happy. I wanted to see people miserable. And so I get it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. And that's exactly what I wanted to say. You know, we're going to talk about that tonight. And getting back to my point. So our survivors / thrivers during the holidays, you know, there are survivors / thrivers who have been out, you know, of the cancer scene for decades and are, you know, their treatments and their diagnosis are just distant memories. And pretty much they've gone on with their life and they feel really good about things. And they're just, you know, totally kicking it and doing amazing. And, you know, for them, you know, I get it. They could have their depression like all of us can, and anxiety. And we're going to talk about that. But what if you were just newly diagnosed, you know, in the month of December, the month of November, and you feel, and you're alone, you know, you don't have a huge support system. You don't have, you know, people doing 5Ks, you know, to help you pay for your bills. You know, how about you guys? How about you guys that are undergoing active treatment right now and are, you know, starting to feel some of the side effects of the treatment, some of which I'm giving to my patients, you know, our head and neck patients who are dry and having difficulty swallowing and not tasting. And there's all those Christmas cookies and amazing stuff out there, and they're not going to be able to really enjoy it. You know, how about you guys? How about you guys just not doing well, not feeling well? How about you guys that just got told bad news that your tumor is not responding to you, to the treatment, that your scans look terrible. Nothing is working out for you. And it's like, now someone's going to say, "Hey, Merry Christmas, Joe." And it's like, yeah, really? not really, it's not that merry. I'm like dying here and it's, I just feel terrible and everybody's happy, as you alluded to, Angel. And it's a bad scene, and it's okay, you know, not to feel festive or not to feel merry. And I want you guys to know that. And I really want you to know that. But first and foremost, the most important thing that Angel and I want you to know is that it's a question for you guys. Are you okay? I mean, are you really okay? Are you stable? We just did an incredible podcast, you know, on suicide of the cancer patient. And do you have those thoughts that, you know, you want to hurt yourself or do some damage to yourself or don't want to be alive? You don't want to live. If so, there's a number that Angel will put on the podcast. I think it's 998. I just have to remember the number.
Yes.
But there is a 3 number, you know, for the suicide hotline that we would absolutely encourage you to reach out to. And the other thing is, if you feel really, really, you know, you're stable. So, okay, Dr. E and Angel, I'm stable. I'm not going to hurt myself, but I just feel terrible. I don't know where to turn. This is a safe place, and Angel and I would be happy to talk to you, honestly. Just either me through this podcast, Angel at this podcast, or Angel at Have Faith, Let It Begin. Happy to talk to you and give you resources and put you in the right direction. It's 988.
Yeah, 988.
988. Thank you.
Yeah, just to clarify, yeah.
Yeah, so just to clarify that. So first question, are you okay? Are you stable? And if you need help now, please let us know. Please. We're not the suicide hotline, but we're in your corner for sure. The other thing, you might just need to talk, or you might need us to help you get in touch with a support system, you know, support system or a support group, or listen to an episode of Have Faith, Let It Begin. You know, Angel will uplift you. I can promise you that. You know, that is a promise. And Angel will put his information. He does, I think, every week anyway. But please feel free to get an inspirational podcast from Angel. So we're going to break today's podcast into a few parts, Angel. The first part is that I want everyone to know that you are not alone in your depression if you are depressed during the holidays. Believe it or not, and again, this is a paradox, holidays are very common to have people get depressed. And I'm not talking about just my survivor / thriver friends. I'm talking about the entire earth. It is well documented in the literature. It is well documented in the mental health arena that holidays are strife and full to the brim with depression. So I want to let you know that you are not alone in this depression buffet. You know, you're at Sizzler and there's just depression everywhere. So I want you to know that. And I think that'll make you feel better to know that you're not alone in this depression.
Yeah.
And holidays bring out not just the best in us, but also bring out the worst in us. It brings out our demons and our fears. And holidays can punctuate, you know, our failures and our mistakes. I mean, we're having dinner and your cousin, you know, married this rich guy and, you know, she's got a house wherever and they're traveling all over the world. And, you know, here you are living in wherever, you know, in a very non-ambitious house or whatever. You barely have a, you know, a roof over your house. And, you know, that's not going to make you feel good. You're going to say, boy, what if I could have done this? I invested in this. What if I stayed in this or stayed in electrical school or whatever? You know, these holidays bring out our failures and bring out our demons. I also want to let you know that you're not alone in your loneliness. And this everyone's going to relate to. So COVID did really bad things, 100%, killed people, you know, tore families apart, got people sick. People are still suffering from COVID. But also COVID changed the world, not just for our survivors and thrivers, but it basically leveled the playing ground for everybody. So when you feel alone, you're not alone in feeling alone. I can't tell you how many people I know that didn't see their grandchildren for 2 years, that didn't see their children for a year, that didn't go out of the house forever, got their groceries delivered, never moved, never leave, had no social interaction, had no, and relationships deteriorated. No one kept in touch. I mean, talk about a worldwide, pit of despair. COVID basically told the world what some of our cancer survivors/thrivers already knew, that they are alone. And it really hit home to everybody. So to our survivors and thrivers, know that your loneliness, people feel that, and it's not just you guys. So please be aware that you are in a big boat. You're in an ark the size of a continent, honestly. The other thing we want to tell you is that you're not alone in your anxiety. Holidays are anxiety provoking. There's going to be food everywhere and social outings everywhere. And, you might be afraid because your treatments are on break because of the holidays. Our patients won't be treated on December 26th and January 2nd. What will happen? I'm missing a day of treatment and the weather is getting bad. And what if I miss another day because of an ice storm? There's all sorts of anxieties and things like that. And it's very common, to feel anxious as well as feel depressed and isolated. So Angel and I bring out the problems and we try to solve them. And we're going to do the best we can to give you some strategy. So strategy number one is a metaphor. The metaphor is finding your North Star. So what is the North Star? So people who like, astronomy, not astrology, astronomy, always look to try to orient themselves in the sky with the North Star. And it's sort of right on the tip of the dipper. And it's really quite an interesting star in the sense that it's, and, astrophysicists will totally rain criticism on this remark, but let's just say it's a non-moving star in the sense that we could pretty much always navigate ourselves toward the north by looking at the North Star. But the North Star is a metaphor because it's very small. It's not like there's that, we call it the Jesus star, right? The star of Bethlehem, which supposedly was the brightest star. And, all the three wise men guided themselves to what was under that star. And they found Jesus in the stable, and the whole thing, the frankincense, gold, and myrrh. I still don't know what myrrh is, by the way, Angel. Maybe one day you'll tell me. But in any case, the North Star is not that bright. And that's okay. Because what I'm saying is that the first thing you need to do is focus in on your North Star, the things that make you happy, the little things, not the big things, winning the lottery, getting a raise, getting married. I'm talking about the very small, small things. So we, Denise and I love our dog. So taking our dog for a walk, that's like our North Star. Her being with her mom over the weekends and cooking together and being together, that's her North Star. Me, getting together with my kids, that's my North Star. A child's smile, getting out into nature, taking a hike, taking a walk, throwing a line in the ocean and trying to catch a fish, that could be your little North Star. The next thing, which we've hit in detail probably on 4, 5, 6, 7 podcasts, gratitude. We've tried to integrate gratitude into our podcast, Lifeblood, because there is just so much data regarding how gratitude can make everyone feel better and actually, I don't want to say cure your cancer, but certainly improve outcomes by having gratitude. It'll lift your spirits and just being grateful for what you have, not for what you don't have. And you don't have to be grateful for your cancer, but you can be grateful for all of the things that, that have resulted from that diagnosis and all of the positive things in your life. And I guarantee that everyone has at least something positive that we could find, guaranteed. We could also look at, physical distance you know, doesn't need to mean emotional distance. So when we talked about your isolation and your loneliness, you know, there are strategies around that. And just, we just, a lot of us just got really bad at it. I have a beloved aunt that I just think is so terrific, and I love her so much. And, you know, over the last 2 years, I seldom have been in touch with her. Why, you know, why couldn't I get on a Zoom and try to at least talk to her, or, right, or that type of thing? You can have pals and have virtual drinks, you know, have daddy soda night and, you know, just get a couple of IPAs and talk to some friends. I know, Angel, we're doing a Zoom live version of Have Faith, Let It Begin next Friday. We're going to be together with a lot of your listeners. I mean, that's remarkable. We're not going to be in the same room, but we kind of will be in the same room. It'll be virtual, but it'll be something.
Right.
I want to tell you about my mom. My mom was a very interesting character. You know, for the last at least 10 years of her life, she never left her house. She had a bit of agoraphobia, and she never left her house. But my mother had a great, 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 what would you say, talent for keeping relationships and friendships on the phone. There would be times I couldn't get through on her number for hours because she would be talking to Michelle or be talking to, you know, Anna Mazza, or be talking to one of her nieces or nephews and have like a 2-3 hour phone visit. And I think at her, you know, at her, what would you say, memorial or life celebration, I think even though most everyone in that room hadn't seen my mom for over a decade, I don't think anyone really felt like they lost touch with her, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So we'll use my mom's, you know, example as it was in the pre-COVID days. So my mom would have been great in COVID because she was in COVID for 10 years. So, right, you know, she would have done really well. Online games, you know, all sorts of things that you can do for sure. Food strategies. So, Angel, I think we did a podcast for you on Have Faith on our, you know, our Monday co-hosting that I'm your guest on Monday. We talked about foods for the holidays. And I think my wife just ordered some Spanish food from your mother. I think pasteles and acapulcas and things like that, because your mom's amazing at it. And we'll all be enjoying them. But food is everywhere. And even in the hospital, I mean, there is like cookies and cakes and just food on top of food. And I want to say that not only is food encouraged, but like gluttony is encouraged, right? It's like everyone overeat and eat to the point of being sick and whatever. And I think our advice would be, and I'm sure Angel would echo this, is engage, but don't engorge. So if you want to have a nice, healthy slice of that holiday fruitcake or pie or fruitcake, like that's like a holiday thing, but who would ever eat fruitcake? Like have a piece of pecan pie or have something good, like with some vanilla ice cream, have a big, big piece of it, but like, don't eat the entire pie, right? Engage, but don't engorge. And then that special circumstance that we were talking about before, Angel, we're talking about some of our survivors/thrivers who might not taste, or they might have trouble swallowing, or they might have dryness or whatever, or they might be nauseous and they just don't feel like eating. So maybe try spicing things up, adding some spice, changing recipes, you know, changing it up, and also attitude adjustment. It's not forever, you know, and I can tell you from the radiation side with the head and neck cancers, it takes a long time. It takes over 6 months. Sometimes it takes a year to really get back to yourself. But these days, there will be holidays that you'll be able to taste, you know, that wonderful, you know, that wonderful roast or that wonderful ham or that wonderful, you know, recipe, grandma's recipe. And, you know, have faith, right? Have faith, let it begin. Have faith that we will, you will get back to that point for sure. I also want you guys to remember that we want you to stay active. So we don't want you to lose ground. We don't want you to feel really bad about yourself. We want you to feel great about yourself. We want you to feel like you have, you know, taking a walk or taking a hike or just staying active and just being part and being in the moment and just getting out there. You don't have to like do a 10K or a marathon or climb Mount Everest, but just stay active to keep yourself strong and keep yourself, you know, feeling, you know, when you overeat, you know, or, you know, or you're not feeling good and you have all this social anxiety and things, but you're seeing people that you haven't seen, you're seeing family you haven't seen, you're hosting, you know, a lot of our survivors slash thrivers actually have to have tons of people over their house, very anxiety provoking. And I failed to mention drinking as well. Drinking is also very encouraged during the holidays. I mean, it's always, let's have a drink, let's do some shots, let's have some wine, and let's do this and that. If you have a tendency toward depression and anxiety, and if things aren't going well, and you're not enjoying the holidays, and you're drinking to excess, let me tell you something, that is not only going to not make things better, it's going to make things a ton worse. You're just going to feel terrible. So strategies for you would be to have a drink, have a glass of wine, have a beer, whatever, you know, but don't drink a bottle of wine. Don't drink a case of beer. Don't drink the hard stuff, you know, because I have to tell you, the worst thing you could do to ignite and accelerate your depression and your anxiety would be to, you know, get yourself in a bad state of mind. That'll just make things a ton worse. So Angel, your thoughts?
You know, I think today's episode is perfect for right where we are during the holiday season. I think that what we really need to focus in on, you know, for all those listeners out there, you have to remember that we don't really know what other people are going through. We, you know, if you're a stranger, if you're a loved one, some people don't share with you the bad things that are happening. Maybe they don't, it's because they don't want to add, maybe they don't want to make you have a bad day because they're already having the worst day. Maybe it's because they don't feel comfortable in letting you in. Whatever the case may be, we have to remember that just because we are dealing with something that is completely the opposite of what we're going through doesn't mean that we're not the same. Because what you may feel is your worst day is also somebody's bad day. So with that being said, during the holiday season, as somebody who I can attest to having similar feelings of when I was depressed, one of the things that really helped me was just sitting back and trying to remember the days that I really enjoyed the holiday, all the past good memories, because regardless of what I am going through, I have to put that first, because sometimes it's the one person in our lives that we haven't spoken to, or the ones that are slightly pushing away, are the ones that really can get us out of that funk.
Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. Thank you, my brother.
Always, man, always.
Rod Freeman, Small Biz Up, thank you for everything you do for us. It was really good seeing you the other day, my friend. Thanks for all your wonderful, wonderful help with our survivors slash thrivers. To the board of directors, what a great time we had the other night. It was magnificent. It was the best meeting ever. Your feedback is incredibly helpful for our survivors slash thrivers. Keep it up. Keep staying. And Angel, I have some good news. Everybody at the meeting agreed to stay on for 2023, and I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you to stay on as well.
Oh, I'm there.
There you go. Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, for your support and belief in us. And we end this podcast as we end every podcast. We give you our survivor slash thriver pep talk. It is the holiday season. There's nothing we can do about it. There are lights. There are going to be a lot of obnoxious, happy people. It's okay. If you don't feel great, if you feel depressed, it's okay. You are with pretty much everyone else. There is a world full of people that are feeling the same things you are, whether they have cancer or don't. So you are not alone. That is very important for you guys to know that. There are resources for you, for our survivors slash thrivers who are in trouble, who are unstable, who feel that there are thoughts going through their mind that are not healthy. Please reach out. Reach out to professionals. Reach out to us, whatever you need to do to become stable. For those of you who are stable but just melancholy and just not doing well, it's okay. Feel the way you feel. Embrace those feelings. There's nothing wrong with them. And believe it or not, the holidays will end probably quicker than you'll even realize. And we'll be back to just generalized, you know, depression, anxiety, and absolute despair, which again, I can't help you with because we all are in that human condition, I'm afraid. You guys are so important to us. You are so brave. You are so courageous. We are so thankful that we have this time together to try to give you a small bit of resource, a small bit of love, a small bit of support to justify and to actually give merit to the journey that you're on, to the struggles that you encounter. All of us here at the Croc Podcast are here for you. So next week, we will be back with a continuation of this podcast for those people who have lost their loved ones to cancer specifically. So we look forward to trying to support you as well. And we end this podcast the same way. We wish you all a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. And we will not say Merry Christmas to you. We will just say God bless you. God love you. Peace.